nuclear weapons and still questioning the leaders who might use them. They came across one of those leaders around the corner from the White House.
Well, my feeling is that we're meeting the real president here, that he really is two-dimensional and he's made of some kind of cardboard, and that this overwhelms me, this meeting. I really mourn for that man because I think he has absolutely no access to the truth. And could I say this too? I feel that we are very nearly his only access to the truth.
We being?
Being people who resist what he's going on into, what he's doing.
Then why is he so popular with the American people today? And you've got to admit he is.
Yeah. I think we're all in trouble.
You haven't answered my question.
It seems to me that we are a very, very ill culture and that we are in love with death and the metaphors of death, and that we translate these into terms of personal well-being and consumerism and racism and sexism and the bomb and fear of Russia. And that's not a very attractive formula for human life.
Flashback, May 1968. American young men were dying by the thousands in Vietnam. Nine little-known individuals raided a Baltimore Selective Service office. Present, the brothers Berrigan.
We make our prayer in the name of that God whose name is peace and decency and unity and love.
They burned hundreds of draft records with homemade napalm. And their action was deemed so radical at the time that this footage was not broadcast by the station that filmed it. It was later seized by the FBI. Phil and Dan Berrigan and the rest of the Catonsville Nine, as they were called, were arrested.
We'll take you to the station.
Right in the back of the paddy wagon.
Tried later and jailed, the Berrigans served 3 years. 1986. Philip Berrigan is arrested again in Baltimore. In the 20 years he's lived here with his wife and three children, Philip has been arrested more than 50 times. And has spent over 5 years in prison for civil disobedience. 1986, New York City, Daniel's hometown. He is arrested at a military think tank. A Jesuit, he works with the terminally ill and gives away most of his income from writings and speeches. In the 1960s, they helped waken America to the realities of the Vietnam War. Now, in the 1980s, they demonstrate against nuclear weapons, but no one seems to watch. Nonetheless, there is little question about the constancy of their beliefs. The Berrigans protest, they are arrested, they go to jail. Then and now.
There's nothing really better, I mean, to really clear the head. It's like, you know, the old doctors used to recommend an enema. A spiritual enema is just, you know, to kneel down and have the cops take you away. Everything's very clear at that point.
And being men of God, they preach. Mostly to the legions of the already convinced, speaking not about church affairs, but about affairs of state.
We now have the capacity to burn this planet down. And we have to prevent that. That's the number one business of the world. We can't burn the planet down. And we can't kill the planet's people, namely us.
We seem to be very, very serious about wiping ourselves out as a species. As they say, we'll be the first species that will die by its own hand.
You believe this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I know that this is the case. More and more of these first strike weapons that are deployed, our peril and our danger grows.
I see everything tending in that direction, and yet I'm hopeful that it won't happen.
Look, Dan, in the best of all possible worlds, violence would be gone and peace would reign. But this has never been the best of all possible worlds.
It isn't necessarily a nuclear world.
You keep talking about first strike weapons. You really believe that the United States intends to use a first strike?
Sure.
In 1980, the Berrigans and five others took direct action against those first strike weapons. They forced their way into a General Electric plant in Pennsylvania, hammered on missile nose cones, poured blood on documents, and were arrested, tried, and found guilty. That protest marked the beginning of the Plowshares, a small group of men and women who undertake, symbolically, to damage instruments of nuclear war. Their aim? To end the nuclear arms race. Since their trial in Pennsylvania, Phil and Dan have spent 6 years appealing their 3 to 10 year sentences. And since then, there have been 17 similar break-ins by other Plowshares activists. Good Friday morning, March 28, 1986, a Missouri missile site. We had been alerted that a Plowshares action would take place, that Brothers Berrigan would not be present. Instead, an honor student, a social worker, and a mother to 12, grandmother to 3. The protesters are trespassing in a military deadly force zone. They could be shot. They will certainly be arrested, and they face up to 18 years in prison. They pound the missile silo, mark it with their own blood. The damage is minor, the action symbolic. Beneath them, an armed Minuteman nuclear missile capable of obliterating a city of 10 million. Within 80 miles, 150 more of them. A fraction of the 1,000 missiles pointed primarily at the Soviet Union. A half hour passes.
How do you feel?
I feel great!
Feel great?
There's no security to stop 3 trespassers alone on a nuclear missile site. Then, silence, broken only by the hum of the live missile and a lone woodpecker. And then, an improbable conversation.
What was it that you were trying to do with your hammers?
Damage the tracks, the gear tracks, and by damaging them, it was the hope that they wouldn't be able to open the lid.
But don't we need defense? Our government would say this proves that we are strong, therefore it would deter someone else from trying to attack us. They would call it an instrument of peace.
These are not peacekeepers. The government only wants more power, more death capabilities. We're all hostages. I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want my grandchildren to be that anymore. Enough is enough.
But do you really believe that this puny manifestation, do you think that this is going to make any difference whatsoever?
The difference is that we've created a symbol to show that disarmament will happen one dent at a time.
Are you aware that what you're doing this morning conceivably could put you behind bars for some time?
Small price to pay. Small price to pay.
Attention all personnel on site. Please exit the site immediately with your hands up. Drop all personal articles except identification and exit the site. Hands up.
So you're willing, in effect, to say, if necessary, I'll go to prison.
It isn't what we want to do. What we want to do is disarm the missiles. If the government feels they have to put us in prison for that, so be it.
All of you, please walk to the center of the gate. Separate yourselves approximately 10 feet apart.
The government did prosecute. The activists here and 2 more protesting at another site that morning were convicted. The honor student, the social worker, and the grandmother each were sentenced to 8 years in prison. With this action, the total number of Plowshares people convicted increased to 57.
At the present time, we have more friends in jail than we had at the height of the Vietnam era. Before, mostly doing disarmament actions against American first strike weaponry.
The Plowshares group?
Yes. Up to, they're serving up to 18 years.
You may be going back.
Sure. Sure.
For 3 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving you, your wife,
mm-hmm.
and your 3 children.
Right.
Worth it?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And nobody belongs in jail, and I don't relish jail any more than anybody here or you would relish jail. But you go in order to make a point. There's an underlying question connected with those who are serving time. What about the government that sends such people away? For these people caring enough to risk their freedom.
And to leave their families. For half her life, 4-year-old Kathleen has accompanied her father on monthly visits to Alderson Prison in West Virginia to see her mother, Liz McAllister.
Hey, Jerry Berrigan, how are you?
She is serving time for a Plowshares action.
Thank you.
Hey, Goose.
We can't consider our children to be more important than the rest of the children in the world.
Can I get a kiss? Anything wrong with that, Mom?
How was your night?
Huh? It was short.
We're doing a very, very modest little to see that the kids have some sort of future.
Okay, how many more does it take?
I don't know.
Figure it out.
Two
more visits?
Yeah.
It seems to me that if each one examined his or her own life, they would find that there's nothing of any real value in their life that they haven't embraced a lot of sacrifice for. And how a school, Jerome.
Okay.
Yeah? No, he won't.
Maybe you ought to do a little truth-telling right here and now.
No, not right here and now.
One of the earlier visits, we made the point together that this is hard, and let's not pretend it's not. Sometimes less is said than just being together, and we need that.
Their lives read like a romantic novel. They met as priest and nun. They married. They were excommunicated from the Catholic Church. And their children have spent most of their lives with at least one parent in prison. Their mother was released 2 months after this visit. But the family faces another separation. If Phil's appeal for his 1980 action fail, he will return to prison within the year. But none of that changes any of this. Or any of this. Phil continues to march, to protest, to speak out against what he finds wrong in his country.
You consider yourself an American patriot, I'm sure.
Well, I consider myself as trying to be a human being, I think, you know, and trying to prevent nuclear war, because I believe with a combination of weaponry, explosive yield, and nuclear winter, we have the capacity now to end the human experiment. And I want to see human beings live. That's all.
You are obstructing free passage and demonstrating without a permit. If you do not move, you won't be arrested.
How close is what is going on today compared, let's say, to the days near the beginning of the war in Vietnam?
From the point of view of the peace movement, we're right at the start. We're right at the start of public interest and awareness and the media.
And in truth, right now, no one pays much attention to them. Actor Martin Sheen is the only famous face among the demonstrators.
Is the world going to hell in a handbasket except for a few little groups like the Dan Berrigan groups?
I don't want to play God about the outcome. I think that we still are in a very privileged position to raise an outcry.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's in better hands than mine, and it's in better hands than Mr. Reagan's. I believe.
And you do what you desperately believe in?
Well, I do what I quietly believe in. I'm not desperate about anything.
And people who think you're a damn fool?
It's a free country, they say.